I'm Anna O'Neill, and in the week last week, we talked to some children from the Acland Burley School, and they had done some fantastic dancing, and they came into BBC London, and they showed us some of their moves, and I'm here at Sadler's Wells Theatre to see the results of that, really. Step Live has been on here tonight. There have been 150 schools involved, 18 London boroughs, 76 step teachers, 862 bodies. Ooh, the list of facts and figures goes on and on. None of it would be possible without the man sitting in front of me. He is Jack Petchy. Jack Petchy, I think you better tell everybody who you are.
I am Jack Petchy, but I don't believe that I've done it all. I've contributed, I've led, if you like, in the development of it, but I certainly haven't done any of the singing or dancing.
Well, you know, let's talk about a little bit about who you are, because you are somebody that BBC London listeners may well have heard of, and if they haven't heard of you, they probably should.
Yes.
Born in the East End.
Yes. Well,
in the 20s?
1925.
Now, you got into a bit of trouble with the law, I believe, early on in your life.
I'm 86.
What?
Tuesday.
Well, happy birthday
to you.
Now, tell us a bit about your early life, because you didn't have the best of starts, let's say.
I wouldn't put it that way. I think perhaps I had the best start in the world. I've become streetwise, and that may have put me in the best stead. I do wish I'd been educated. That's always been my wish. But then I'm educated now, so I've got there in the end, but perhaps what they call a slow starter.
And tell us a bit about what happened to you when you were 12. I read a bit of that on the website.
I got into
a bit of trouble with the old Bill.
I was in fact 11, but
okay.
I used to work for a greengrocer, and we went round the streets selling vegetables, and I got caught by the school board man for carrying a pound of tomatoes from the van to a house, and they prosecuted my governor, and the charge in court, East Ham court, was that I was carrying vegetables, and the shrewd lawyers that we employed, or the greengrocer employed, said, Your Honour, tomatoes is a fruit and not a vegetable. And the case got dismissed.
That was a technicality, that one.
That's right. And I've tried to keep on my toes since.
Now listen, what has made you then? What spurred you on to set up this foundation that has helped so many people and has made so many people happy tonight? I was actually nearly moved to tears.
Yeah, well, I was in tears. I do believe we've all got an obligation to give back to society. I've always believed that. I was brought up as a Boy Scout, and you're taught then to give a helping hand to other people. And I've always tried to help other people. I help other people to help themselves, most important. But we got an academy, and we're moving on brilliantly for the academy. We go into all the schools in London and we lead forward and try to make them better people and to feel proud of themselves.
Well, I'll tell you what, they do feel proud of themselves, don't they?
Yeah.
I feel proud of them.
Yes, I do. I feel absolutely delighted tonight. I feel quite emotional, but there we are.
Well, I feel proud of you, Jack. Well done.
We got some good backing support with all the staff. They've done a marvellous job.
Well, it's been a thoroughly enjoyable evening. I hope I get invited again next year to come to Step Live.
One day
I might see my own children in it. You
That's
never
right.
know. Thank you very much, and happy birthday for Tuesday.
Thank you. Uh-uh.